Hi guys, I'm your host, Filippo.
And I'm also your host, Caesar. And today we're talking about a very simple question. Who are you? Who am I? Who are we? And what identifies us? Let's talk about that.
Roll the intro music. Good Monday morning.
Well. What a way to start Monday morning with a nice bit of music on your life, huh?
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. I know it's the same one, but it never gets old to me, honestly.
Exactly. I made some...
Stop patting yourself on the back. Oh my God.
Best music I've ever made.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It's one of your best.
It's one of my best. Guys, I'm a musician. Yeah. Magician?
Magician.
No, not magician. You don't make magic, Will.
Sometimes.
guys. No. Good Monday morning to everybody. How has your week been? Because
it's your weekend as well.
Yeah, exactly. How are you been personally, Caesar?
Well, it's confusing times. As Hulk said it best, you know?
These are confusing
times.
Can we
tell the family of the Daily Life Academy that you got into uni?
I did. Yeah, we can. I mean, I don't know. It's complicated. Because I need to move out or not for now. I mean, I have to thank the virus for that, believe it or not.
Dorm life.
It's because due to the whole thing, I mean, we're starting our classes online. So I don't really need to leave my house right now because I don't really feel like it. I love my family, honestly. I like being with them and everything. And in my house, we have a gym. So I don't have to, you know, the big adjustment can come later.
Rich kid check.
It's not rich kid. Me and my dad actually saved a lot of up for that, you know, and it's...
I know. It's like me and my dad have saved up a lot for this.
Exactly. You told me, you know, all the equipment here, it's... You're not even rich. So, you know, but, I mean, it's the whole virus is still, it's still going on. You know, we have no idea how this is going to turn out. I don't know if people are going to listen to this afterwards. And come back at this, and I was like, oh, shit, look, they didn't know what came after.
Exactly,
I
mean, exactly. No, the pandemic is something like...
Yeah, no.
It's new for everybody.
I mean, my brother, look, it's... One, in his year, not even in his class, in his year, like, got the virus, and the entire year had to go for 10 days home. He's not been
in
school
since. Somebody in my class, we are only a week back, and somebody in my class came in one day and had a cough. The next day he was on with a fever, and he got tested on Friday for Corona. So maybe Monday, they're saying Monday they'll update us.
Yeah.
Maybe we're staying home.
Yeah, exactly. And now maybe you're infecting me. I don't know. You see, I need to get tested.
For all the haters, we are social distance.
Yeah. We are way more than two meters apart. I know we can't show you that, but you know, when we do have our studio,
we'll trust you.
Exactly. Trust us on this one. But it's a fact that we can't escape from. I know we didn't want to talk about it because we have done a lot of podcasts on.
Yeah, I don't want to make it our main focus, but it's kind of linking into this topic, guys, because we want to talk about who we are and all of this. So
that's right. I feel like you don't know much about us. Like you've seen maybe my picture. Maybe some of you know me. I don't know, but you know, there's a lot of followers. I do not know how many we got.
We got a lot.
We got.
I don't want to brag.
No, we don't want to brag. No. But I want to celebrate that number. You know, it's we're growing, and you know, we want to thank you all for supporting us.
When this podcast started on the 8th of June.
Cheers to that.
I actually wasn't expecting to reach past 20 listenings. Maybe.
It's something bigger than any of us. And again. We couldn't be more grateful to you guys listening from home and everything. We thank you
and all the support
for choosing to listen.
We are
us.
Officially open that when this podcast is out, our store will be out too with a brand new merch. Fingers crossed that will happen, guys.
It's been, oh my gosh.
If you see a link in the bio,
it means it's out. It's celebrate that. You know, we should put that song up. We don't have the rights to that song, but you know,
celebrate the times. Come on.
Totally.
Oh my god.
But
guys, the merch is looking sick.
Definitely.
We have to agree.
Definitely. Yeah. We'll see which one does best.
Can we give a wee shout out to the guy who also helped the designer? Come on.
Yeah, definitely. We want to give thanks to... You want to say it?
You said it's your friend.
No, yeah. I met him in Milan. He's a great guy. His name is Davide Altobrando. We want to thank
him. Link in
the
description.
Yeah. Definitely. Also, their family actually took me in because I was going to study nursing. And I did an exam in Milan. It was actually pretty cool because they took me in. Their family was super, super helpful.
Look at this guy.
Honestly. No,
nursing.
No, and he showed me t-shirts. The way that I came back is because I was like, oh, you know, well, he, you know, I know a guy that made a lot of designs and everything. If you want to, if you want me to contact him again, I had his brother's phone number because we said we would keep in touch. Fun fact about that also, I studied Italian for 3 months, kind of learned it and not fully. I did an exam in Italian. I passed it and then it was too expensive to get in. So, you know,
guys,
coming, getting into a university is a big thing. That's why we mentioned it. Exactly. It's a big thing for me. You
and
know?
So, allora, for tutti gli ascoltatori italiani, Cesar si sta impegnando, ragazzi. Di ciao a tutta l'Italia.
No, no, no.
Che c'è tutta l'Italia che ascolta. No. C'è tutta Padova, ragazzi.
Il mio accento è...
Il mio accento è... Sono Antonio Banderas.
Man, can I say the C word?
Go.
Cazzo.
Okay, interruption from to Italian, that we're back in English, guys.
Yeah.
But no, so, question. Today's topic. Who are you?
It's such a deep question. Honestly, it's not something that's why we're making an entire podcast of a, like, episode about it. It's not a simple question, honestly. It goes way much deeper, you know, for me, for my myself personally. I said, you know, who are you? I think most people, you know, you don't really ask that to people. You go like, oh, who are you? Oh, I'm the guy that does this, you know, and it goes, it's to explain why you're there, really. But to say who are you so people get to know you in a personal, like, deeper level is really what you see yourself as.
Exactly.
In a sense.
But I did an experiment, you know, when I gave you the topic for this, I gave, I texted, I'm gonna just get my phone just to read what they said.
I always tell him to leave his phone, honestly, because no, if he grabs his phone, oh my god.
No.
That's him done.
Because the amount of texts, guys, I get is actually ridiculous.
Then you tell me not to brag.
No, okay. I texted a few people because I see myself many times as greater than I am.
That's so, your ego. We all have one. Don't blame yourself.
So I texted a few of my friends. Let me just find the chat.
My let me tell you, my ego is sometimes bigger than my future. It's
real.
We all have an ego.
Yeah.
You know, just a big block. And I think life is just pigging away at that ego.
Exactly, bro.
And it's never gonna go away either. I think it dies like 20 minutes after you die, so get comfortable with it. I honestly wish I didn't have one, but no, it's, everybody's got one, I think, you know. Maybe some people recognize it and some people don't. But honestly, it also depends, you know, with this question of who are you. I guess it's, you would give a better description if you knew yourself better.
Exactly. Oh my god, exactly.
The thing is, there's so many things that people tell me that I would have never seen by myself. I think I have so many things with myself. You know, a lot of self-acceptance, which I would tell myself, you know, I accept myself, but people tell me, no, you don't. You know, you don't notice what you do. You don't notice, you know, people from another angle. If you can see yourself from another angle, I think that would help you so much to see yourself. If somebody actually recorded you 24/7 and you've seen the way you are at home, in public, I don't know, right in your right mind, in your wrong mind, you know, in a good mood, in a bad mood, people will tell you. And obviously, you know, it's hard to grasp the way you really are. Maybe you don't even know yourself really that much. Maybe you're selfish and maybe you're not. I think we're all up to a point a bit selfish. I don't think anybody's, you know, comes up to me. Well, yeah, I think so. Some people, you know, and my ego just goes like, no, you're not. No, you're not. You're the best person ever. And it's difficult because it's also this struggle to know who you are and to accept that person who you truly are. You
exactly,
know?
Exactly. So I did this experiment, right? When I was telling you about the topic that we were going to discuss,
mm-hmm.
I texted in a group chat with a few friends and I said,
who?
Just a lot of people. Shout out to the paid actor, Rocio. Pietro Pereira, my baby.
That's a group chat? You don't...
Everybody's in. Anyway.
Well, I'm not in.
I'm sorry. It's only for...
Nah, I'm good. It's the stress of having it being in a group chat. I'm good.
Right. So... I asked, and I was like, I need a couple of you to write 5 words to describe me. Because I thought it was being a good word. If people see me from outside, I want to see then. What people see me from outside, what makes me feel inside, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for the confusion, but it's kind of awesome. I'm thinking well. So they were like, passionate, energetic, friendly, innovative, creative. This was one. Another one was persistent, dedicated, motivated, confident, and generous.
They're all just kissing your ass.
Exactly.
It should be people like your haters.
Exactly. I should test me.
Yeah.
Guys, everyone that hits this podcast, please comment what you think of us.
What do you think of us? Yeah.
No,
And then how do you think Billy Boy is? How do you think I am? I don't know.
My personal favorite was Filippo, Pippo, Filippo, Philip, Phil.
Phil. I like that name, Phil. It's kind of simple. It's kind of nice. I like it. For you, it's kind of... He's nodding like, no, please don't.
No, but don't like call me Phil.
Guys, comment if we get 1,000 comments. We shall call Filippo Phil.
I'm going to change my name.
Officially.
What? Do you like your name?
Filippo?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you know my actual name? Right. Yeah. Speaking of who I am,
yeah.
My parents wanted to call me Zeno.
Well, that would be super cool. With Z?
Yeah, with Z.
Fuck off.
Z-E-N-O.
No way. Hell yeah.
And then my grandmother, Tio Fett, was like, not possible you can call a child like this.
No way. Wow. Wow. That sounds like, wait, say it again? I was like,
Zeno,
you... Oh, that reminds me of, you ever seen One Punch Man?
No,
his name is Genocide.
Genocide?
yeah, but no, Zeno. That's so cool.
It would have been cool.
Yeah, that would have been badass, honestly. My mom wanted me to be called Manuel. But that's my brother's name. The thing is, my dad was, he was...
The dynasty, the Caesar after...
He was, because my dad's also name is Caesar. And he wanted me to be called Caesar, you know, because also his grandfather's name was Caesar. And I don't know. Well, I don't know specifically. I mean, his dad's name was Alfonso. And like during like my family heritage, there's like 50 Caesars before us. Like it's family tradition.
So original.
No. The thing is, he wanted to keep that. I don't know. But I do think
and family tradition makes you who you are. So it's good.
Yeah. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff that contributes to that, you know.
Exactly.
Cool. Yeah. A whole bunch of things. Like my dad, the thing is, my dad was so persistent with me being called Caesar, but which, by the way, Caesar isn't my actual name. It's César. For the Spanish people, you can't call me like that, César. But, you know, I don't like people always trying to or failing at it, you know? It's like if people like say, oh, Filippo.
Yeah,
Filippo,
I'm Filippo.
Exactly. So you end up calling yourself Philip, you know, or something, yeah. Which is not that bad of a name either. Nickname Phil.
So, shout out to Ryan Moran, my good friend, who calls me Philip every day in the corridors because he knows it pissed me off. He walks in the corridor and says, Philip.
What's up?
So I started calling him Raja. Raja. Anyway. Big thing.
Oh, wait. Last thing before I forget. No, the thing is, my dad was so persistent in calling me Caesar, but the thing is, I was born on the 27th of August, which is the saint day of Saint Cesario. But it's blocked. Nobody knows it because it's right over, like, St. Teresa. So everybody, like, sees that day as St. Teresa because she was so much more important. Or, you know, so much more famous, I think. Yeah, I know. Nobody actually. But if you actually Google it, it is also the same day of St. Cesario. My saint day. That's why I don't have a saint day, you know? I don't have a name day.
Yeah.
I only have my birthday. So I don't get double presents or anything.
No double presents?
Yeah,
no. I will call you and personally give you a double present next year.
Thank you so much.
Right. So, I wanted... to give something deep, right? Because nobody actually knows us as persons, right? They know us from listening to our voice.
Yeah, voice.
He's probably don't even look...
I'm voice number one, voice number two, I guess.
He's probably don't even know what we actually look like. Because most of the pictures are changed, you know? They're all... All our front covers are...
Yeah, we should actually... You know what we should do? We should put the cover of this one and make it an actual picture.
Yeah, I will. We will. With the merch.
With the merch, yeah. With the merch. We need to
save
some...
So,
purpose.
I don't know. Which way do you want to do it? Do you want to just introduce yourself? Because I never
Sure thing. I mean, you can talk about your background, where you come from and everything.
I'm Filippo.
You are Filippo, that's right. Tell us a bit about yourself, Filippo.
I was born in Italy. Mm-hmm.
When's your birthday? People want to know. People have to know. No?
Birthday disclosure? No, because then they put me on famous birthday, so no thank you.
Oh, I love that. I always guess, like, who
we are.
You know, it's me and my brothers play, like, a little game where we put, like, a random date, and the person that, like, knows... Like, if I pick one, and if I know the most famous people, I win, you know? So it's a matter of knowing.
So, anyway, guys, so I'm Filippo. I'm from Italy. Cesar, you're from?
Spain. I'm from Spain. Malaga, to be more exact.
Lovely. And I kind of lived everywhere, more or less. I went from Italy to the UK to Ireland to...
The UK to Ireland. Bro, Ireland is the UK. Well, Northern Ireland is.
Okay, let's not get into these details. I've been everywhere. Starting in the US.
Be more specific.
We have Newry, Warm Point, Connecticut.
Wait, you've been in USA? How long were you before?
No, I didn't go to the USA to live yet. I'm going to study for the States, for medicine.
Oh, okay.
And
so you plan to go everywhere.
I plan to expand my journeys.
Bam, there we go. That's the way to say it. Well, the thing
is, you lived in New Jersey.
A lot of places. No, I went. I lived in the Caribbean, Turks and Caicos.
Look at them, Caribbean.
Yeah. We actually, my parents met Will Smith. I think I bring that photo like everywhere, bro.
Will Smith is the man.
Yeah. No. The thing
bad
is,
bad boys.
We die
together. No, what is it?
I have no idea.
We live together. We die together. Bad boys for life.
Never Sorry. Seen them. Sorry,
Will Smith reference. I love the guy.
Like I love almost all Will Smith movies except the Shine.
No, I've never seen that one.
Is it called The Shine?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. With that movie just sucked.
Is it the one where they kind of.
With the orc,
yeah.
The tails, yeah. I saw like a review about it, and my dad saw it, and normally now I don't, well, I know we're not supposed to do this, but we saw like the Rotten Tomato score. It was really low, and I was like, Dad, don't do it, don't do it,
don't watch it.
Yeah, no, but he did anyways.
But anyway, so you're from all over the place.
No, yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, Will Smith. No, the thing is, my parents like bothered him on his vacation. Like, no, exactly, no, but he was so nice.
I can just imagine.
He was laughing. Caesar and Vito. He was smiling. No, it's because me and my I was going to say me and my dad, no. My mom and my dad, it was their anniversary.
Oh,
and he really wanted to, and we knew the guy that was working in the hotel, and they told him. And my dad, honestly, like, oh, my God, he like, prayed for him to see them. So they were walking, they saw him. I was like, oh, Mr. Smith. But I don't think he was paying attention. He didn't see them. So they left. And then when they were coming back, you know, when they were leaving, he actually called them. And I was like, oh, here, you wanted a picture, la, 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 sorry for
earlier. Oh, my God, that's so cute.
No, exactly, but he was so nice. Like, he was huge. The guy was, like, tall, like, you know, comparing to my dad. But no, the guy was so nice. Again, he bothered him.
Caesar? Oh, I was just wish you guys could see my answer. Caesar?
No, I'll bring a picture. I'll bring a picture. Or
it's going to be the front cover one.
Yeah, definitely. No, but yeah. All right. So after Turks and Caicos, because we were there to build a school. So once the school was built, you know, and another family came, there was no real need for us. So we left. We went to the States. We were there for 4 years in New Jersey, which was really great.
New Jersey?
Honestly, it's.
I don't know why I did an Australian accent. No.
I think most of my like childhood development happened in New Jersey. Then I went to Boston.
Boston. Everybody is so Irish in Boston.
Yeah,
exactly. You know
no, they were fake, of course. Like our neighbors are like said they were Irish, and I'm like, no.
And no. But like literally you'd be like, oh, I'm Irish. I'm fucking Irish.
No, yeah, I know.
Where are you from? Boston. Where are your parents from? Boston. Where's your grandparents from? Boston. What the fuck are you Irish then?
You mean grandmother? No, but like seriously, yeah, there were a lot of people that we called fake Irish.
Oh then. Yeah. Guys, there's only 6 million Irish. And apparently, half the American Irish, they only send them 2 million.
I mean, apparently, I don't know. If you see an Irish person, that makes
bro,
you Irish
they must be good at reproduce.
But faster than Japanese.
They're just going to be they're going to PG our podcast. Yeah.
We're
so,
gonna get demonetized.
Boston.
After that, where visa got denied.
Sad times.
And yeah. Then we went back
Where
to
Spain.
Where did
that when Trump got elected?
What?
No.
Oh, hell no. It was way before. It Still was 2000. We... Yeah, Obama. It was...
To make America great. Okay.
No, it was right after the marathon bombings.
Oh, right. Okay.
And, you know, it was... it's because the terrorist as well used a religious visa as well as ours.
Yes.
So a lot of people suffered a lot of problems with the visa and everything. We knew a lot of people there as well that had trouble with the visa but came back. So we thought we were going to go back.
Yeah.
So we left all our stuff there. We went back. Right after Christmas,
you
too.
You were hoping to come back, yeah?
Yeah, well, to the States.
Yeah.
So we left all our stuff there. It was right after Christmas, so we also left. I just still remember we left all our presents there. And then when, I don't know, it was like 2 months later, they said we weren't going back. You know, my Christmas presents, bro.
Did somebody ever go back to get the stuff? Or
just clothes and stuff like that. No presents or anything like that. Just clothes and necessities. And And yeah, we never went back after that. Our house was, well, another person used it after us. And then I can't remember what happened to it. It was huge. It was like three houses merged in one. And it was a lot of space.
Damn,
and
but
no, it wasn't what you think. Like, guys, the first floor, second floor, third floor. You know?
Give a little background why you need three houses in one.
They were small. Like,
yeah,
you know.
But you said a big family.
Like, yeah, exactly. So I think the three houses were meant for maybe like two people in each house. And you know,
right, okay.
That kind of added up.
Add up.
Yeah. No, but yeah. Then after that, we came here to Belfast, where we've been for now almost 5 years, I think.
Yeah, I've been here.
Oh yeah, and I've been to Switzerland as well. Oh yeah, because last year I left to Portugal, then Switzerland, Milan, where I did my exam.
Exactly.
Oporto San Giorgio as well. That was Italy. I really liked it. The food was, you know, pasta-ish.
Pasta-ish?
Wow. No, no.
Racist.
But, come on. It's like if you go to Spain, you say, you know.
Paella-ish? Exactly. Paella-ish.
You know? I'm proud of that. Proud of that.
Proud of my paella-ish food.
You know, again,
no, paella is pretty good.
You know,
I give you that.
You know, where you're from, I think it makes it, it's a big part of you.
Exactly. You know, oh, it's, bro, I mean, Italian. I have lived abroad like 7 years now,
mm-hmm.
outside from Italy, and I think I'm the most Italian person ever. Oh,
I wouldn't say that. Like, look, like, if they tell me anything about actually Spain and everything,
culturally wise, I don't know.
See, exactly. I wouldn't care. Like, oh, this no, part is leaving Spain. Like, I was like, my goodness, I couldn't care less. Like, honestly, but...
But you see if they tell me something like, oh, you're only pasta, pizza, blah, blah, blah. Oh, bro.
I know. Exactly. I actually take pride in being Spanish. You know, when they're like, oh, go home and cook some paella. I'm like, okay, first of all, paella's delicious. Wrong. It's delicious, okay? So you can't insult me. Like, let's say if I tell you, I don't know, like cannoli, right? It's delicious.
Oh, cannoli, I'm like,
exactly. And I tell you, oh, go back to Italy and make some cannoli. I was like,
I will.
Like, honestly, I will. Wait, what are you trying to insult me? Like, no, I'm proud of that. And second,
exactly.
Like, no, don't insult. Like, normally I wouldn't say like my people because, you know, I have my family and everything. But you're not insulting my family. You're insulting my people. My people. What does that mean?
Like, exactly.
It's so weird to explain when you have pride in your country and you have pride of where you're from.
Exactly.
You know, you're not going to let anyone to, you know, some arrogant person, you know, tell you.
Exactly. But
like,
this
like music,
I'm not going to be any controversial here, right? Because I'm trying not to be. But I think this is the problem in society these days, right? That everybody has to be equal to everybody and accept everything and be all homogeneous in a way.
Mm-hmm.
There's no originality. No one, I think,
mm-hmm. Well,
I would be the first one, right? I have a problem sometimes that I tend to change who I am in order to fit in for some stuff. And mm-hmm. I know it's a problem. Like,
yeah, definitely.
I know it is a problem.
Yeah, I don't think you should, no, here, finish and then I'll get
right.
My thoughts.
And I'm aware of that. But in certain circumstances, like, there's stuff I'm not going to get into details just because it's going to get boring. But
bro, we care about you.
No, but certain like situation, I have to. Mm-hmm. But I see how, if you see it from outside, right? Now that I'm like very me, like I have my podcast, and although people at school, they're like, oh, fuck your podcast. Like, what are you doing with your life?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, I'm proud of my podcast.
Yeah,
it makes
definitely.
Me me, right?
Mm-hmm.
But no, I think if you tomorrow I will show you, we were going to walk outside and you're going to tell me somebody that is different. There's no one. They all dress the same. Mm-hmm. They wear the same clothes.
Yeah.
The same outfit. Everybody is the same.
Mm-hmm.
There is no originality.
Yeah.
Right. I am religious personally, and I'll be like, God created people differently for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
The world is boring right now.
Yeah.
It's everybody equally. Everybody has to do this because you have to fit into society because otherwise you...
Mm-hmm. I think... There's a fine detail. All right, I'm gonna like analyze everything you said. All right, so trying to be someone you're not to just fit in, I think is
it's
downright
wrong.
It's not, you know, you shouldn't like to please someone. I mean, the thing is, I also had a lot of trouble with that, you know, because I went to Portugal, I went to Switzerland, I went to everything. So I always go back home, and since I speak more English than Spanish. I'm not fully in there.
Exactly. Like, that's the same for me
when
I'm back in Italy.
So you don't really feel all the way accepted. You go in there, but you're still Spanish, so you don't feel fully accepted. They go like, oh, go home. I know it's just a joke.
I know exactly.
They just say it as a joke, but you're still not fully in there. You can't go and say the exact same thing to another person as a joke.
That's 100%. Yeah, exactly.
So it's a point where you go and think about yourself, and you're like, so for myself, I was like, so if I'm not Spanish enough, I'm not Irish enough, and I'm not American enough, then what am I? Really, what can I put my group, like, what am I put, like, what group can I put myself into?
Exactly.
Until a person, I didn't know what to say to that. And then, until a person told me, you don't have to be in a group, first of all. You don't, like, you're Spanish. You're Spanish. If you want to identify yourself with a group, let me tell you, you were born in Spanish and you are Spanish. Nice. You want to be Spanish? Learn about your culture. Learn about your things. Learn to speak better Spanish if you can. If you want to go to Spain and say there, oh, go back to your, again, a joke. A joke. If you want to say that, okay, you're Spanish. You're
fantastic.
Spanish. Like,
go.
Don't try. Also, because I wanted to learn Italian. Like, I wanted to learn and
Mamma
adapt.
Mia.
No. I wanted to learn, like, to be fully accepted by Italians. You know, I wanted to learn the accent. And I have a really strong Spanish accent, and I wanted to learn that. As soon as I told this person that, again, it was a person that took me in, I said, no. It's, again, you're Spanish. We'll talk with a Spanish accent. Why should I confuse you with an Italian
exactly.
person? Why should you pretend someone you're not? You're not.
But I think
accept that.
This is the problem in these days. Everybody's.
Oh yeah, that's also yeah. The thing that everybody's the same.
Num.
The thing is, all right. The thing is, I'm not against originality. I think we should all like be human. Okay, well, I mean, we should all have, like, let's say, a specific rule that society has, okay? You know, all right, we shouldn't be in bed until, you know, we should wake up at a time, we should do what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, you cannot stay in bed all day.
Yeah, but then when it comes to social media, when it comes to, like, what people expect of you, or if you're doing something, if you look at yourself and you say, I'm doing this because my friends expect me to do it, then you shouldn't do it.
Exactly. And I seen this. It's like, for example, social medias, right? They play a big part in everybody's society right now.
Definitely.
These days.
Again, people start with how old do they start? 13, 13. 12? 13 is the average age at which people start
feeling
self-conscious about themselves.
And 9 years old on Snapchat, snapping away.
Definitely. Like seeing other people and being expected to. You know how weird it is for a normal kid not to have a phone? It was like, oh, you don't have a phone? That's so weird, honestly.
You see,
like,
I did the mistake when I was young. My parents, I am grateful only now that I wasn't allowed a phone until I'm 18.
That's only my story, bro.
and you were as well.
Yeah, no, I was 20 when I got my first Nokia
and
phone.
To fit into the school, I went and disobeyed my parents and bought a phone, right?
I mean, you got cash, huh?
Yeah, some dough. No, right, so I did that because I was expected. Being in a posh school, private school, with everybody having a phone, changing it every 6 months, with everybody talking about this, that I had to be like them because I felt like if I wasn't like them, I was less. Mm-hmm. Okay? But doing that and looking back at that now, it's an eye-opener because I see the mistakes that there are in society. But nobody's original. My dad calls me unoriginal when I be like, for example, I was listening to somebody's podcast and I was like, oh, bro, that's so good. Imagine sounding like that or doing this and stuff like this. And like, my dad's just like, you have no personality. And I was like,
I know.
But it's true. But if you see, like, I go to school and like, there's like non-uniform day and everybody's dressed the same.
Mm-hmm. I remember
skinny
one
bottoms,
time, yeah.
This.
I remember in one time.
If you go with jeans, you're the weird one.
Yeah. Now the thing is, I remember one time going to, what was it? I don't know if it was TGI Fridays or Cosmo. I don't know. They're really like they're restaurants in Belfast. And I remember a table of 15 or like 16 girls again. But they all had the same hair. Same length of hair. And I said, Juan, which is my cousin, I said, Juan, turn around. It's the exact same. Everyone, they had the same leggings. This I remember the what's it called, like,
half zips.
No, the jacket, the jean jacket.
Oh, yeah, okay. Denim jackets?
Yeah, denim jacket, thank you. And their hair would be, like, over that, the same, you know, very straight, black. Some were blonde, but honestly, it's until their waist. All of them, exactly. No, but all of them,
it's the thing. The same. Nobody can define themselves, oh, I'm this. Mm-hmm. Because at this point of time, society is just so modulated by the idea, the mentality that somebody... Right.
Like, we all have to fit in. Also, what you were saying, you know, about the about school and everything, I think, you know, I felt the same way because, honestly, I didn't have a phone. But back then, I don't think any of us did. The only thing that was, I remember...
Old big guy. Thing was, old no, people
no.
tech.
No, if I, no, it's because we were all, like, I don't know, we were very Christian, I think. Like, it was a Catholic school, and it was a very, like, you know, all our parents knew each other and everything, and... The big thing I remember was the video games. Everybody was so into Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, and everything. And I remember I had no idea what it was. I honestly couldn't fit in with them. What did I do? I just got myself other friends who were as weird as me. I didn't enjoy talking or anything. I enjoyed jumping around and, you know, being absolutely crazy. Did I have, you know, maybe hyper? Maybe I was hyperactive. I had like we never knew. But no, I got myself other friends that were, you know, that we shared common interests. And I look back now and I'm like, I had good time. I had a very good time.
And that's what is kind of for me now. I found that I managed to fit in a place where I don't have to change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I am. Who I am. I'm Philippe Bondi.
Mm-hmm.
From Italy.
Again, like, nobody should expect anything of you. People should, like, accept, like, who you are. In fact, maybe if it's something serious, if it's something worth talking about, I think you should say to the person. But I mean, I'm not expecting always maybe for my friends to be a certain way that I want or anything. I'd say be yourself.
Yeah, exactly, I mean, exactly. And if you're not happy with it, fantastic.
You know, and I don't know. That really helps you be who you are. Honestly, be the person that you want to be. You know, in the sane kind of. Kind of circle.
So, the meaning of today's podcast, like, it's just really being stop conforming to society. Okay? You have your opinion. Fantastic. Express them.
Mm-hmm.
Be considerate of other, because I'm not saying your opinion is right and everything.
You have your opinion. You should definitely, like, you shouldn't either, like,
you don't change.
Compress it or compress others' opinions.
Exactly. Or, don't treat everybody like they're shit because they're wrong. They're different. No.
Or they're different, yeah.
You treat them like you want to be treated, first of all. Huh?
Wise words.
Or you humble yourself. Look it up. It doesn't accept you for who you are.
Fantastic. That's it. I mean, friends are very temporary. I mean, they're not going to be always. I think, you know, the people that do accept you, that's the people that are really going
to
be there.
Bro, if
you
Jesus know? Had to conform with society.
Oh, heck no.
Everybody no. be crucified.
It's the... Oof. I'm not even gonna get into that. So it's a big topic,
maybe for another time.
But honestly, it's the ones that really accept you, that are really your friends, that you're gonna be, you know, it's that is gonna last. Exactly. Actually, you know, also shout out to Joseph if you're ever gonna listen to this. I caught up with him on Instagram, and he was my best friend when I was younger. Honestly, it used to be just me, him, and a guy named Alex. No idea what his last name is.
I wanna do. Oh, sorry. Interrupted you there.
No.
Go ahead and I'll do it.
No, yeah. Just we caught up over Instagram lately, but you know why my Instagram got hacked a few months ago. But I remember because he was, you know, a bit overweight, and he lost it all. He's hot. Like I didn't even tell you that he has a podcast.
He has a podcast?
He has a podcast.
Competition.
Yeah. No, definitely okay. Not.
I'm not shouting you out, man.
No. But
guys, everybody goes listen to his podcast.
Like, we were everywhere. I remember, like, we had the same interest. We had, like, we were, everybody was, like, talking in class. We were singing songs or whatever, and we were just laughing all the way. Again, I look back to that, I don't think, oh, I pleased my friends. I said no, I had a great time with my friend, like, with my best friend, and we were always together. Like, and you know, I look back at that, you know,
there's for me it's the same. I have a group of, like I said, there's like 10 of us, and I'm gonna give a shout out to all of them. So, Anna, Enrica, Lavinia, Luisa, Giacomo, Alessandra, Benedetta, Alberto, Pietro, Leonardo. Right. I went to primary school with them. I went to elementary school with them. And after I left, they are the only people from Italy that regularly check in. They text me. And every time I go back, no matter what, Anna and Rika, they're like twins. Mm-hmm. They organize dinner. We find out together. It's the best.
No, that's nice.
And you
that's
know why? Nice. Because in there, I am Filippo. I am not Filippo that I am here. I'm not Filippo that I am on a Google page. I'm not Filippo that is there. I'm not Filippo the one. I have a tendency to show off, okay? Mm-hmm. And I have a tendency that I have a podcast and I have, I don't know, 100,000 followers, 200,000 followers, whatever. I have to tell everybody.
Yeah.
I have famous people on the show. I have to tell everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there and I'm just like,
tell me about your day, Pen. Yeah.
He's talking about, he's know me. I'm all over the internet.
I think also to be yourself, you need to know yourself. Also, for us, I think it's, you know, we could both agree with keeping up with people and everything. It's hard, you know, having long term like friends. I think the person that regularly, you know, remembers my birthday, checks up with me, you know, just to see how everything is. You know, Jacob is kind of the only person, you know, because he lives in Malta. All the other people, you know, we lose contact very easily.
You know what? Sorry. I keep interrupting you today.
Jacob. No. Wait, Jacob has a really weird name. No, I forgot it. I'm sorry, Jacob. I know you listen to these. But, yeah, you're awesome, man.
So,
I love you, bro.
There's one person that listens to this that I forgot to shout out. She's not from Italy, from my school in Italy. But she's my best friend. She's the closest person I have.
Oh, my.
And her sister as well. So, Miriam and Chiara listening.
Don't know. Wait.
They're the Estonian girls. Plus another Chiara from Italy. These three people.
I know a lot of Chiaras. Like, no, I know.
There's a lot of Chiara. No, but this Miriam, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I would text 24/7 with this person. And I know her inside out, and she knows me inside out. So shout out to you because
I'm not
probably
gonna ask, right? Like, can I ask?
Go ask.
No, you should ask. Miriam, will you go out?
Miriam, I love you, but you know.
I love you as a friend.
Yes, as a friend. No, we're guys.
Good as a couple of besties.
No, she's my bestie, and she knows I love her. And so shout out to you.
She listens, all right.
She listens. No, she listens.
Yeah, but it's hard, you know, keeping up with a person on the phone and everything because it's not the same.
Like, exactly.
You know, you don't see them. You can't, like, you would love to. You would love
I
to
would
see
love
them.
To.
You would, yeah.
And
you
know, I'm coming. Okay, like, I bought tickets. I'm coming. I'm making a surprise. I'm coming.
What? No, you can't say that, bro. It's a surprise.
But she doesn't know what it is.
All right, let's not send her the link. No, but also Jacob, look, Jacob got flights to go come over here, and
I
the
meet
same
this guy.
Day. No, yeah, he's amazing. Honestly,
he's gonna come on the podcast.
Definitely, heck yeah. But let's see, Jacob. Oh yeah, he was coming here, but then the pandemic came. But
I had to go there, and the pandemic came. I'm so
there
sad.
There we go. And he couldn't come, and no, he's doing a whole bunch of exams. So again, shout out Jacob if you're listening to this. Honestly, very good luck on your exams.
We're gonna link all of these amazing people in the bio. So
no, and we also want to shout out, you know, one more. It's you listening to this podcast.
Exactly.
Have we told you about Anchor, by the way?
Guys, Anchor is this amazing app which allows you to record a podcast literally in the easiest
almost
way
forgot.
Possible. It has creator tools which allow you to edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
Right.
Today we switch platform. We go on the computer.
That's right. Well,
we go from our
phone. We set our computer, you know, so we got it.
Guys, Anchor makes it easy to distribute your podcast because they do it for you for free. And
that's
to the biggest
right.
platforms such as Spotify,
Apple
Podcast, Google Podcast, Breaker, Radio Public, much more, guys. Our podcast was everywhere in the space of like, what, a week?
Around a week. And you know how much it cost us?
Zero.
Nothing. It was completely free.
And is that you can make money from distributing your podcast with monetization. So guys, what are you waiting for? You want to start a podcast? Go check our friends at Anchor FM or download the free app on the App Store. Anchor. Guys.
That never gets old, does it?
That never gets old. It's such a good ad.
Yeah, definitely.
So shout out to all of you guys at Anchor.
Oh, yeah, thank you so much for listening to us. Honestly, it means a lot.
And I think, finally, to close off, what makes us who we are now is Daily Life Academy. We have to say that it's been a process. Yeah. We have learned. Guys, I want
to
reveal a secret.
The person you're listening to right now is Caesar from Daily Life Academy. I think, you know, the person that, the thing that made that is Daily Life Academy.
Guys,
after that, you know.
And I want to reveal a secret because we have hit a lot of listeners, so I want to make you a little bit closer to the family.
Oh, I don't even know this.
All the podcasts that we recorded, turns out I did a mistake and we recorded from an iPhone.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah, you
scared me. No, you scared me. I thought you were talking about right now. God.
No. Guys, all the podcasts that I recorded so far, this is the first one that, although we had set up some microphone and everything, right? Most of them. All of them were through the actual, just in an iPhone. Because I had mixed it wrong, so it wouldn't go out through into my phone.
Philippe was a flipping idiot.
You learn as you go.
Makes it easier. Yeah, definitely. I also told him, let's just make sure, it doesn't happen again. Let's move on, honestly.
But shout out to Apple for this.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Well, I don't like Apple, but, I'm more of a
Apple, Android I love you, guy. So I ain't going to be conforming to you.
I love Huawei. It's my life. No, all the
phones I had. Wow, that is sad.
All the phones I had were Huawei. They treated me really good. Right now, I have the Honor 9X, which is, again, it's
pretty fairly. I have the iPhone 7.
I don't like anything fancy. I said, if it gets the job done, which is also, if you think about it, you don't have to have the best iPhone. You don't have what you're expected of. You don't have to have the latest fashion, and you don't have to have the same fashion.
Exactly.
I think you should dress for yourself or be who you are for yourself, exactly. Not for anyone 100%. Else. Or not also, you don't have to force being unique. I mean, uniqueness comes by itself. Now, I always think, does it get the job done? I mean, what am I going to wear today? Does what I wear get the job done? Is it not going to rip, first of all? And does it represent the image that I want to give?
Exactly.
And there you go. I want to give off, and you should be aiming to, represent you.
Be yourself. Definitely. And you can be that too with some Daily Life Academy merch. Guys,
be yourself.
Hopefully by the time the podcast is out, as I said, our merch will be out, so you can grab yourself some of that. It's actually super high fashion and quite the quality.
Definitely. Also, if you can, post this on your daily, on your social media.
Once you get hashtag the merch, guys. I'm going to do another thing. We did give away an iPhone. And so...
To me? No, I'm joking.
No, one of you has one on iPhone, so...
Joey.
It was a couple of weeks ago.
It's Joey.
So guys, check it out.
Guy's name Joey.
No, I'm joking. And... So, if you want to... We're going to give another iPhone 11 away. To somebody that... Once you buy the merch and you post a picture of yourself and tag us, we're going to pick the winners out of those. And say, whenever the story's out, we give it a month and we post it on our page. So stay tuned for that coming soon, right? Okay. I think we can give you... It's been 45 minutes that we are talking. I think we've waken you up for a good morning. Good start of the day, guys. Share this podcast. Send it to all your loved ones, your family.
Definitely enjoy your coffee with 4Fs there.
Jeffrey,
that's right.
Back to the paid actor.
Yeah.
So, guys, I'm sure when he's listening, he's gonna love this. I got nominated. So, no, guys. Anyway, have a great day. Love life. Stay safe at this time.
And we'll see you next time.
See you next week. Roll the outro. Love.